When Jesus sends his disciples out as missionaries, he warns them of persecution and hardships they will face. He also promises to reward any who aid his followers and support their ministry. The Holy Gospel for the fourth Sunday after Pentecost is recorded in the Gospel of St. Matthew, the 10th chapter. Glory to you, O Lord. Jesus said to the 12, "Whoever welcomes you welcomes me, and whoever welcomes me welcomes the one who sent me. Whoever welcomes a prophet in the name of a prophet will receive a prophet's reward. And whoever welcomes a righteous person in the name of a righteous person will receive the reward of the righteous. And whoever gives even a cup of cold water to one of these little ones in the name of a disciple, truly I tell you, none of these will lose their reward." The Gospel of the Lord. Well, good morning, and welcome to our children and family time as we gather around the family table today. And this morning I would like to show you a couple of other gifts that I received from my sister in the past years. If you remember a while ago, I had brought with me an inflatable kitty that was made out of vinyl. As I said, my sister was rather eclectic in her gift giving. And I know some of you are listening on the radio, so I will describe these two. Both of these gifts are dish towels, and for some reason my sister thought a dish towel would be a great birthday gift. Well, anyway, the first one here is a Lutheran Church Basement Women dish towel. Of course, it's in the 32-inch by 38-inch Lutheran size, and on the front of it is, of course, a picture of some Lutheran Church Basement Women. There's three of them there. Encircled around their portrait is Lutheran Church Basement Women, and then under that, they are also known as the Red Jello Queens. So here they are, and the woman in front, of course, is proudly displaying a Pyrex container full of red Jello with banana and whipped cream for company. On the bottom, of course, it says it's a prize-winning recipe. But there's a little bit of tension even in this. Notice how welcoming it looks from a distance. After all, they're the red Jello queens. Who doesn't love Jello? They're showing it to you. We're ready to receive it. But this gal on the left, this is how she looks. You know, that's not the most welcoming pose, is it? But there it is. Kind of welcoming, kind of not, kind of a mixed message. Before my sister died, she sent me another dish towel for my birthday. This was from a few years ago. I happen to use this one. I put it on my dishwasher handle just for a bit of comic relief in the kitchen. This one shows a woman opening the door and a young couple is standing outside. And the young couple is smiling, and you can notice that the woman is bringing a bottle of wine as a gift for their host. So there they are. She opens the door, and you can see her at the door. Her arms are spread wide in welcome. But what's printed here? Go away. Go away. This is another mixed message, isn't it? Kind of welcoming, but not really welcoming. Kind of hard to read it. This morning we sang, as our gathering hymn, "All Are Welcome." We need to remember something today. Right now, welcoming is kind of tough to do, isn't it? Kind of hard to welcome someone into your home or to be welcomed into someone's home. It seems welcoming is kind of on hold right now. But I think even before COVID-19, welcoming was kind of on hold sometimes. As humans, we kind of struggle with who to welcome, who not to welcome. We struggle with that because we're sinful people. That's just how we are. In our confession this morning, we said, "We do not welcome others as you welcome us," as we confessed to our Lord this morning. What I want you to remember today is God's house. There's a difference in God's house. God is always, always calling us as God's people to make everyone welcome here. All are welcome. We sing. All are welcome. So don't forget that you are always welcome, that God is always reaching out, inviting in, gathering. That's what God does. God does not scatter. God always gathers. And as we struggle with how to welcome, we're given good words today in our gospel. Whoever welcomes you welcomes me. There's something about welcoming that brings joy to God's heart. So as God's people, we continue to try and work on that, to be more welcoming, to not be giving out mixed messages, but simply to reflect the love of God to those we meet along the way. Thanks be to God.
Dear friends in Christ, grace to you and peace from God our Father and the Lord Jesus Christ. For my sermon this morning, I'd kind of like to continue the theme set out by this dish towel of mine that I have at home, a towel that seems to kind of have a statement to make. The statement it makes is, "Go away." The reason I keep that on my dishwasher handle is I'm afraid that oftentimes that's my attitude. Right now, I've got some crabgrass in my front yard. I've got about 3 big clusters of it, and it's something that I want to go away. But it doesn't seem to respond to my spray treatments. And it's still there. This spring, I hired a pest control firm to come and spray around the foundation of my house for ants. It worked really well for about a month and a half. But last week when I was mowing, I noticed I have some new little ant hills again. The ants are coming back. I want them to just go away. But so far, they're hanging in there. But let me get more serious for a minute. There's some other things I want to go away. I want COVID-19 to go away. I'm sure you do too. But let me go even a little deeper. I want racism to go away. I want inequality to go away. I really want hatred to go away. But they don't go away just because I wish them to go away. I think that's really true for most things. We all have our list, our unending list of things we want to have go away. But they don't. It seems like we have to do more than just wish. And that's kind of hard. Today in our first reading, we encounter two prophets, Hananiah and Jeremiah. They had very different messages. Remember when I showed those towels and how they have mixed messages? Showing welcome and rejection at the same time? That's exactly what was going on with Hananiah and Jeremiah. Now, Hananiah was welcomed by the people. Why was he welcomed by the people? He was welcomed by the people because he told them what they wanted to hear. Don't worry. All the problems we have are going to go away. Don't worry about it. It'll go away. You don't have to do anything. It'll just go away. The people welcomed Hananiah. They welcomed him because he told them what they wanted to hear. He was a good prophet because he said that life is just going to get better and better and better. Now, Jeremiah had a different message. Jeremiah said, yeah, things are tough. And they're not going to get better overnight. As God's people, there is work for you to do. It starts with repentance. It starts with changing your perspective. It starts with reaching out. It starts with doing things that are hard to do. Now, the people rejected Jeremiah and his message because it was uncomfortable. However, Jeremiah was the one who was preaching, who was prophesying God's truth. And so God was on the side of Jeremiah, the one who said that life has struggles, things just don't go away. And we're called to, in the midst of all of that, be faithful. I've seen some current examples of that as late. Some states in our country have opened early, and some have maybe opened early aggressively. We think COVID-19 is going away. Don't worry about it. Let's get back to the way things were. And now what's happened? Against maybe the voices of others who were saying, no, it's still a struggle. We need to be cautious and careful. We need to think before we act, those voices were not listened to. And so now we see, for example, in Florida, next weekend over the 4th, beaches are now going to be closed again. Things are pulling back again. Again, as God's people today in our modern times, we continue to hear mixed messages. We always will. It's part of life. And then we come to our gospel text today with its rather convoluted wording. Whoever welcomes you welcomes me, and whoever welcomes me welcomes the one who sent me. Whoever welcomes a prophet in the name of a prophet will receive a prophet's reward. Let's stop there for a second. Like I said, it's rather convoluted. Whoever welcomes a prophet in the name of a prophet will receive a prophet's reward. Remember, prophets tended not to be welcomed. True prophets tended to be rejected. And so, would you want to welcome a prophet and receive the prophet's reward of being rejected? As I said, the text is convoluted. But this gospel text does have a heart, and it's a beating heart. It's at the end of our text. Whoever gives even a cup of cold water to one of these little ones in the name of a disciple, truly I tell you, none of these will lose their reward. That's the beating heart. Whoever offers even a cup of cold water to these, the least of them, what's going to happen? If we project ourselves forward in Matthew, when we get to Matthew 25, what happens when Jesus speaks towards the end of that chapter? He says, "Come, you that are blessed by my Father, inherit the kingdom prepared for you from the foundation of the world. For I was hungry, and you gave me food. I was thirsty, and you gave me something to drink. I was a stranger, and you welcomed me. I was naked, and you gave me clothing. I was sick, and you took care of me. I was in prison, and you visited me." Then the righteous will answer him, "Lord, when was it that we saw you hungry and gave you food, or thirsty and gave you something to drink? And when was it that we saw you a stranger and welcomed you, or naked and gave you clothing? And when was it that we saw you sick or in prison and visited you?" And the king will answer them, "Truly I tell you, just as you did it to one of the least of these who are members of my family, you did it to me." That's the beating heart. You and I are the beating heart of Jesus. And our calling in welcoming and being welcomed is to share the water of life with one another. And in so doing, we bring joy to God's heart. That is what you and I are called to do. To go to that beating heart in today's gospel. That's all you and I are called to do. Offer a cup of cold water. Offer life to someone. That's how we welcome. That's how we are welcomed. When we share life with one another. And that redefines how we welcome and are welcomed. And so this day, if you're like me, you have many things you'd like to go away. Remember, we can't just wish things done. We can't always hear the easy answers and think they're the right answers. No, we have to get in there. Get in there and do those difficult things. as we confess, we fear difference and do not welcome others as you have welcomed us. We confess that. We're sinful. We can't rise above that. But let's try again to share the gift of life with one another this day and every day. Thanks be to God. Amen.